Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. Mark Henry and I talk about the big victory last night on NXT. And that's right, Bronson Reed, your new NXT North American champion. We get into that match. And as we always do on this day, we talk to Tony Khan, owner and president of AEW, with the breaking news starting in 2022. AEW Dynamite moving from TNT to TBS. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Last night, we saw Bronson Reed crowned as your new NXT North American champion.
Like I said to you, Dave, the first thing I said to you, I have two words for you, LaGreca. And new!
It's true.
Oh, my God, true, Dave. I stood up and clapped. I stood up. And that's something that, as a wrestling fan, you live for. You live for the moments where you get to give credit where credit is due. And I think that it's not just the wrestling side of it. It's not just the company. It's not just, the brand. Individual wrestlers make or break a show. And you can't really have NXT without Cameron Grimes now. You can't have it without Thick Boy. You can't have it without the Hit Squad or Swerve Scott. You can't have it without Johnny Gargano. Index. There's so many things that they have, and we didn't even mention the cream of the crop, Karrion Kross and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
So, they have enough on their plate to entertain the masses. But over the last maybe 4 years, NXT Pro Wrestling, and I say it's pro wrestling, I don't say entertainment. I listen to the show. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. NXT Pro Wrestling has gotten small. The talents are under 6 feet tall, under 215-200 pounds. And I think now is the time that we push the envelope again and bring in some big guys. I mean, Bronson Reed can work with anybody. I mean, we saw him work just a month ago with Johnny Gargano, where I thought that was the best match of the show. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that was a really, really good match. Last night, another outstanding match with a guy that's three times smaller than him, it looks like. We need to get more big guys like Bronson Reed in the business. I think that that should be like kind of the new mission statement for NXT. Let's get big.
I love the idea.
If you don't have
you
a big
one, that.
You get one.
I listen, Bronson Reed's that guy, Mark. I think when you look at Bronson Reed, this is a guy that has star written all over him, and I think he's proving his worth right now. And now he's your new North American champion in a great match last night, a match that I was completely psyched up for. Bully and I talked about it yesterday. I mean, that cage match last night did not disappoint. And Bronson nope. Reed now is, you know, from a guy that, Mark, you were talking about, it didn't seem like that long ago. It was like, why aren't they using this guy? Well, now he's in the main event match, and now he's a new champion for NXT. And
I'm tired of being right, Dave. Tired of it.
Well, you know what? You talk about the lack of big men in pro wrestling, and we need more big men. Today would have been, I believe, the 75th birthday for the greatest big man of all time, Andre the Giant. So it's kind of
standing
fitting.
Standing O.
There you go.
I'm
Let's
standing.
All Let's all get up
I'm standing.
For video purposes. Yes.
I'm standing, Ed.
We're all standing.
I'm standing, Gabby.
Gabby, stand
I'm standing,
up and clap.
Gabby.
Gabby, stand up
Golf
and clap.
Clap. Come on.
There you go. There you go, Gabby.
Damn it. Standing O for Andre. Everybody listening, stand up unless you're driving. If you're driving, sit down. Clap and then grab the steering wheel again.
pay attention to the road.
Pay attention
pull
to
over,
the road.
Pull over and get out of your car and stand up. But, you know, you're right.
If you
I
do,
mean,
take a picture. Take a selfie. Take a
don't
sneak
take
pic.
Any selfies. Take a sneak pic. That's fine. We love our sneak pics, but don't take a picture of yourself while you're driving, for crying out loud.
Shout out to Gabby for coming up with the sneak pic.
Gabby,
I mean, just a moment of brilliance. You always got to give people their just due. Give them their flowers, Dave.
Yeah, you got to give them the flowers.
She's got to get her flowers.
Yeah, and she, you know, whether it's a king-size sneak pick or a fun-size sneak pick, we love our Snickers. Mark, Andre the Giant, perfect timing with what happened with Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
I agree with you that there was some kind of stigma with big men, like people labeled, like, the big guy wrestlers as Vince guy. That's what Vince wants. You know what? Pro wrestling's supposed to be a potpourri, and I think we're getting that right now, especially, Mark, on NXT, because you look at a Johnny Gargano, you look at a Karrion Kross, you look at a Bronson Reed, you look at, like, a Shane Strickland, Isaiah Swerve Scott, different body types, different parts of athleticism, different styles when it comes to what's going on in pro wrestling. I think NXT right now has that perfect mix of all those body types, athleticism, and styles.
I would agree. I mean, you can name probably another 10 guys that, and they will all be different. I mean, you look at Dexter Lumis and Cameron Grimes and Leon Ruff. Like, they're just different body types. You know, AJ, you know. AJ did a great job last night in the tag with Adonis. I mean, like, big guy and a really intense Adonis. I mean, intense. AJ had to pull him off. Like, the dude lost it. And I want to see more of that in pro wrestling. I love the fact that there is a cornucopia of different sizes and colors. And even with the women, it's the same with the women.
Yep.
You know, you go from Rochelle Gonzalez to Zoe.
Yep.
Like Stark. I mean, there's a big size difference. Big size difference between all the ladies.
Yeah. And I we talk about it. Bully and I talk about, you know, NXT being the best quote unquote wrestling show of the week. And I think they proved it again last night. Ed Robinson, our producer, said something before the show that I thought was really worth mentioning. And that is that since this quote-unquote Wednesday Night War is over and NXT aren't going head-to-head with AEW anymore, you can feel the show breathing a lot more. You feel like NXT is taking chances a little bit more. They're putting matches in the main event that they probably wouldn't have put in the main event before. I think a perfect example of that was last week with the Cruiserweight Championship being the main event. Like, I don't know if they would have done that, you know, 2 or 3 months ago. I love that that show is breathing. I love that they're building characters and personalities. And I feel even more, and I get AEW's ratings has really skyrocketed since the change of NXT. But I think body-wise, I think like body of the show, I think about pacing of a show. I really think NXT has benefited by them moving to Tuesday nights.
I would have to agree. I'm 100%. They always had good flow. Mm-hmm. Like, the shows had levity, if you will. You didn't have too much of one thing. Everything was really spread out nicely and just really went together like pancakes, butter, and syrup. They just go together, Dave. I always talk about food. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
SiriusXM Fight Nation is your home for the hardest hitting combat sports talk you'll find in the world. Whether it's pro wrestling, MMA, or boxing, join the conversation with us at 877-FIGHT93 anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern as we react to the hottest storylines, most intriguing matchups, and more.
Oh my God!
Your home for the best all-day combat sports talk anywhere is SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What time is it?
It's Tony time with AEW owner
Tony Khan.
Tony has done it again.
Busted Open.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry, and as he always does at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on a Wednesday, we bring in, it's Tony time, and we bring in owner and president of AEW, the one and only Tony Khan. Tony, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Dave. I'm doing awesome. Thank you guys for having me on. I will lead it off by saying I'm going to have some awesome news to break in just over 10 minutes. And I'm thrilled I get to do it here today with you guys on a Wednesday. We got a huge Dynamite tonight. We have a really great card. I'm excited to talk about the show tonight on TNT and so much stuff. How have you guys been?
I've been awesome. I've been really, really good. I'm just happy to be on Tony time.
It's great to see you, Mark. Thanks for being here with me. Anytime I get to see you is a pleasure.
Awesome. I'm around.
I'm excited about a lot of stuff going on, and I got some big news for the future coming up here on Busted Open in 10 minutes.
I can't wait. Some breaking news from Tony Khan on a Busted Open Wednesday.
Big AEW news, and we got a press release coming out, and I happen to be here when it comes out at 11:45, and it's going to be great news. For me, I can't imagine a better place to be, better people to share the news with, but it's going to be really awesome. And tonight on TNT also, I can't imagine a better place to be to talk about and plug the show. And you guys are always so kind to give us this time on Wednesdays to talk about Dynamite. And I think it's going to be a really, really good show tonight. And I just wanted to go through it, if it's all right, to talk about
it. Yeah, let's do it. I love when you kind of go through what we're going to see tonight on TNT at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AEW Dynamite.
Thank you very much, Dave. The Young Bucks, the World Tag Team Champions, I think the hottest tag team in the world right now, and one of the great teams. They have been on a huge, huge hot streak, especially since they turned heel. And we've got the Varsity Blondes, the number one contenders, Griff Garrison and Brian Pillman Jr. Brian Pillman Jr. has been the subject of a lot of conversation in wrestling, not just because the Blondes are on a hot streak, but also because of his family and specifically his father, Brian Pillman Sr., who's a legend in wrestling. And I think so many of the listeners here are going to be familiar with the career of Brian Pillman Sr. Brian Pillman Jr. is also a really great wrestler coming into his own. And as a young wrestler, this is the biggest match of his career and his partner's career, Griff. They really idolize the Young Bucks, and it's going to be a really great match. I'm really excited for this. And I think people are going to be really surprised by the Blondes. And I also think people are going to be surprised that the Blondes can cut a hell of a promo. And so I think it's going to be a great match. Also, huge women's title match and opening the Forbidden Door, having the NWA title is held by one of our AEW wrestlers, Serena Deeb. And she's going to defend it against another top AEW wrestler, which is Red Velvet. And it's going to be, I think, an awesome match, Serena and Red Velvet, for the NWA women's title on AEW Dynamite. And also, Christian Cage is taking on Matt Sydal. That, I think, will be an awesome, awesome in-ring match and should be a good preview. They're both entered in the Casino Battle Royale for a shot at the AEW title. We got great people lined up for that Battle Royale, by the way, at Double or Nothing next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the May 30th, the following weekend on the pay-per-view. And they're two of the great people in that Battle Royale. I'm also really, really excited to see Austin Gunn versus Anthony Ogogo. Anthony Ogogo is a really, really exciting prospect, Olympic medalist, and somebody that we could really build around for the future. He's undefeated. And Austin Gunn's an awesome, awesome young wrestler. And the Gunn Club have been really, really successful and been on a really good run of matches on Dark and Elevation. And I think this is a great chance for two great young wrestlers ahead of Cody versus Ogogo at Double or Nothing. Cody will be in Austin Gunn's corner. So I think, that's going to be really great too. Also really excited for Dave LaGreca, SiriusXM friend, Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, the acclaimed, the number 3 ranked team in AEW, taking on John Moxley and Eddie Kingston. And Mox and Eddie Kingston are undefeated also now. They're working their way up the ladder. And I think the Acclaimed are probably the toughest test they faced. It. Mox and Eddie have wrestled some great teams like the Good Brothers and Kenny Omega and Nakazawa. And they've got some really good wins. But I think this, you know, one of the best teams they've faced. And I always look forward to the Max Caster entrance raps.
Yep.
And I take a lot of pride in them when he does them, because I really, when Mac, we repackaged Max here in AEW, that was like part of the presentation I told him I really believed in. You know, Max did these great raps on Twitter like a year ago, and he was wrestling on Dark, and I saw them and I kind of put two and two together and thought there was really something here. And honestly, MJF went to bat for him big time too, and told me that that's a real young talent you should keep an eye on. And I sometimes call MJF like the Bret Hart of the Create a Pro dungeon. Wow. Because like he's like the guy who's like the link to so many of the young wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Who's like the guy who's like the young one. He's like the same age as a lot of the guys, but he's really far ahead of them. And he's like pushing a lot of the people from his school. So whether it's Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, Bear Country, Silver and Reynolds, a lot of really good wrestlers, and Chris Statlander, who's a name also that he really was pushing from the beginning from his school. So he's really not, you know, not just on screen, but off screen, a luminary in wrestling, MJF. So the Acclaimed to become a really great team. Hard to find two better wrestlers than John Moxley and Eddie Kingston. So I think that's going to be an awesome match. And like I was saying, the Max Caster entrance raps, I love them. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the faces of Moxley and Kingston and how they react to Max Caster rapping in their face. And
I would hope to see a camera zoomed in on their faces, because when Max starts rapping, that's what I'm going to be listening to him, but I'm going to be looking at Moxley.
I promise you, I'm going to zoom in on Mox's face when Max raps.
I'm so excited for that.
That's awesome. And I've heard Max rehearsing this rap for tonight, and it's I've heard snippets, and it's not going to be soft. It's going to be pretty hard out there. So I'm very excited. Max never takes it easy, and Max never holds back. So I'm really excited. And Max and Anthony are great wrestlers too, and they have a great presentation. So I'm really excited for that. That's going to be a great tag match. And of course, Mox and Kingston are trying to chase the Young Bucks, and I think this is a big obstacle in that path. The Acclaimed are one of the top teams themselves, so that's also going to be a great match. So we have a really great card top to bottom. And also, you know, in addition to that, we've got the women's world champion Shida taking on somebody who I think has really been really underrated her contributions in wrestling this year, and that's Rebel, not Reba.
Yep.
And she's a great manager. And when she started doing this, which a little over a year ago, something I talked to her about was the Bobby Heenan philosophy of manage like a wrestler, wrestle like a manager. And this is a great example of that. And she, I think, adds to Britt's presentation. But then when she needs to have the matches, she's really got something. I mean, you know, don't take Rebel for granted. So I think that's going to be a really fun match. And it's a great way to get into Britt versus Shida. And, you know, Britt will be in Rebel's corner tonight against Shida. And I think people are really excited about Britt and Shida wrestling for the title at Double or Nothing on May 30th. And I think it's a fun preview to get them all out there together. So it's a really, really stacked card. And then we're also going to hear from the Inner Circle if they're going to accept the challenge of the Pinnacle to go to Stadium Stampede. And if the Inner Circle accept that challenge and do the Stadium Stampede that MJF dared them to do, you know, he also dared them that if they do this match, if they don't win it, they have to break up forever. And I think that's a really huge stipulation. And I, you know, we're going to hear the Inner Circle's answer to MJF tonight. So I'm stoked about all this stuff. And I'm also really stoked because I'm looking at the clock, and I think in about 2 minutes, I'm going to have some news. Are we going to do another break? Do we have a break here coming up?
We don't have a break, but we could, you know, do a little bit.
Let's
of
go. No, I love it. Wait. Then I'm glad. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get. You always time them out.
You're straight up. You're straight up to the end of the show.
When you have your stuff planned, you know, you have all your stuff called. You don't want to get into the big high spots in the break sometimes. And sometimes you do. It depends on the match and the situation and the timing on the show. But in art, you know, there's no picture in picture here. So we're not like trying to plan high spots in the break. So in this case, if we're going straight through here to the end of noon, then I can tell you that since we're only 1 minute away, I can start giving hints now.
Okay.
This is a big day for AEW. 2 years ago, we're upfronts, and TNT brought us the upfronts, and that was pre-COVID, obviously, pre-pandemic, and everything was in person. And I think we're getting back now to where everything's in person. Live crowds are coming back in full force now as we speak to shows. And but now the upfronts we've got today, we're not there in person, but we are very well represented and have some big stuff to announce. So, you know, without much further ado, I'll be able to tell people. So what I think is some really, really good news here for AEW. Does anybody have a guess? Do you have any guesses?
No, but Ed, do we have a drum roll by any chance that we could play for Tony?
That would be great, Ed.
If you could get a drum roll, we would love that.
All right, give me a minute. Okay. I do have the.
You know what? No, don't worry about it, Ed. It's 11:45. It's too late. I'll take it.
All right, breaking news here on Busted Open. We have president and owner Tony Khan with us of AEW, and he has some breaking news for the Busted Open Nation.
So I have renegotiated our contract with TNT and TBS, and we have made a great agreement, and I'm very excited about it. In 2022, first of all, we're launching a third hour of wrestling that I've talked about a lot. It'll be Friday nights at 10 p.m. It will be in addition to Dynamite on Wednesdays, 8 to 10. So we're launching a show called Rampage. I'm really excited about it, and I wanted to do it for a long time, and it was part of our original extension over a year ago. So we're doing another show Friday nights, 10 p.m., called Rampage, and we'll continue doing Dynamite Wednesdays, 8 to 10. So very excited about Rampage at 10 on Friday nights. And actually, in 2022, and this is a great deal that they put together, and some very, very fair, very, very fair financial considerations for us in this. We will be moving to TBS with both shows in 2022. Dynamite and Rampage in 2022 will go to TBS. But we will not be leaving TNT. Because we're adding another great thing for the wrestling fans quarterly, and I'm not sure which night they'll be on, but you know, in the past there have been great supercard specials for wrestling fans, like Clash of the Champions or Saturday Night's Main Event, the Main Event, the Battle of the Belts. We're gonna have our own supercard series, and we're gonna have quarterly supercards still on TNT, which was another part of this great deal that we worked out with Warner Media. So it's huge news with another show coming to Friday nights, 10 p.m. It's a great time for wrestling fans. Friday night, there's a lot of people watching wrestling, frankly. And I think there's a lot of AEW fans, and 10 p.m. is a great time slot on TV for the fans on Friday night for us to add another hour of programming. And both shows will be finding a great home on TBS, where there's actually better penetration. And TBS is available in over a million more homes than TNT in America. So that is a great part of the deal. There'll be less sports preemptions because we're going to get time shifted here in 2021 a little bit for the NBA playoffs coming up. Mm-hmm. So we'll be experimenting with that Friday night, 10 p.m. time slot here next week. We're on Wednesday night on TNT, as our usual slot. And we're going to continue with Dynamite Wednesday, 8 to 10. And things like this, you know, the NBA playoffs time shifting won't be as much of an issue in the future when we're on TBS, which is another great thing about the deal. And I really wanted to keep a presence on TNT. Tony Schiavone said something to me years ago that that as a perspective on WCW, I'd never heard. You thought you hear everything, right, about WCW. It's been 20 years since it closed, and over 20 years. And we're still talking about all these things and dissecting what happened with the business because it's really important, monumental thing. And Tony said, you know, for years we had a good business on TBS, and we were people watched it. But really, when we got a show on TNT, then having two audiences, two huge networks, like it really helped push us forward. And we've had this great run of shows on TNT. And I think launching Rampage now is a headline for me because I'd like to launch another series that I've wanted to do. And we kind of previewed doing this second show, another hour long show, for a long time. And it's finally going to be here in August. We're going to launch it. August 13th at 10 p.m. So I'm really pumped about that. And that's going to be great news. And both shows, like I said, will get more penetration in 2022, less time shifts because sports. And it's a great deal for AEW. They were very fair with us because we really overperformed, I think, in many ways from what the initial expectations were for us. So, you know, we've got a great relationship. And when things have, you know, things, it's been a changing media company and they've acquired more media rights, and we're very fortunate to be one of the top performers for them. And so it's going to be, I think, a great situation for them, because when they started working with the NHL, I think they realized this was going to lead to a lot of time shifting. And it's one thing to happen maybe 4 or 5 times a year during the NBA playoffs, but if there's going to be any more, it's going to be problem for the show. And we didn't want to have that. So it's going to be great. And I'm really excited, like I said, about adding another property that wasn't a part of the deal at all until this came up with the NHL and the possibility of us going to TBS, which is adding these quarterly supercard specials. And I really, really wanted to have that presence on TNT still, and also to add a new franchise. I really believe that we can make those special events. And, you know, right now, I think for us, a 2-hour show on Wednesdays and a 1-hour show on Fridays is the perfect amount of wrestling on TV. And then for the people who want to really get deeper in, we offer great shows right now on YouTube, free to anybody in the world, with Elevation and Dark. And you get to see some of the most exciting young wrestlers taking on some of the top wrestlers in the world. I'm really grateful to a lot of our top stars, because this year, I mean, Mox has wrestled on Elevation and Dark, you know, several times, and Mox and Eddie as a team. We've seen Orange Cassidy, Britt Baker, Hangman, some of the top stars in AEW wrestling for free on YouTube on Dark and Elevation against some of the top young prospects we're building for the future. So it's really, you know, good stuff that you can get if you want to dig deeper. But I think when we launch Rampage, the 3 hours across 2 nights is the perfect amount for us.
Well, to recap, and first of all, congratulations, Tony, to you and everyone at AEW. That's awesome to hear. So starting August 13th, Rampage, 10 p.m. on Friday nights. And then in 2022, so we won't have preemptions. And, of course, financially well for AEW as well, the move from TNT to TBS, because that's important. And for me, Tony, as an old school pro wrestling fan, to have pro wrestling back on TBS, to me, is just a thrill, because I grew up, you know, I started watching wrestling with Georgia Championship Wrestling on Saturdays on TBS. So to have wrestling back on TBS is huge. And you're going to have quarterly shows that are going to appear on TNT as well. So that's a win-win for everybody. And congratulations, Tony. You're doing it, man. And
man, that is
you. Awesome.
And you know, with more programming, more money.
Let's go. Let's go. And more opportunities, more wrestlers, and it's great. So we've been building towards this. I think we have a great roster.
And more production.
It's absolutely, it's great for everybody here. It's big news. We knew that another show was coming, and you know, this year, and I've been saying it for a long time that we were going to add another night, 1 hour, and I didn't want to do 3 hours of Dynamite. They asked at one point if I wanted to do 3 hours of Dynamite when, you know, it came up about doing a third hour, and I said I really believe in doing it on another night. This time slot, I think, is really good for the fans to keep a great night of wrestling fresh on Friday nights. And so at 10 p.m., you're going to have a great option to come watch Rampage. And I promise Rampage isn't going to be a secondary show. Rampage is going to be the partner of Dynamite, the equivalent of Dynamite. You know, we have these two strong franchises, Dynamite and Rampage, and they are our weekly core properties. And then, you know, we'll have our peripheral properties. They're probably the equivalent of you know, what you would have seen, part, you know, partially a developmental show, partially a syndicated show. And I think that's what you'll get on Elevation and Dark. But for Rampage and Dynamite, those will be our core properties on TNT the rest of this year, tonight on TNT at 8 p.m. and also you know, the rest of the year, and then next year going to TBS. I'm really excited about it.
Man, Tony, I've over the last couple of weeks, in 3 weeks. I've run into your people more than anything, anytime in my career. I got to meet Red Velvet, and I got to see Bryant. I got to see Matt Sydal, and got to see Brian Cage. And when you start talking about work, like, smiles come on their faces. And that's a good thing. So whatever y'all are doing outside of being on camera, keep doing it, because it's always good to see the talent happy and wanting to go to work.
It's fun. Thanks, Mark. It's a great place to work. And I'm proud of that. We try to make it a great place to work and make everybody happy off camera. And it's, I try to make it a good show for the fans. And then when the show is done, however it goes, I try to make it a good trip every time for the people who come. And so, by making it a great workplace, by trying to keep it fun and light, and also by having great catering, before and especially after the shows, which I really believe in, that after everybody puts in the good work, we have really, really strong catering, which is something that I think people really, really appreciate. And you can't underrate that. So after, a long taping or a great show, there's nothing really better than good catering.
Well, Tony, you're doing the little things. And when I mean the little things, meaning a lot, Bully and I were talking about it last week on Thursday, is what we saw with Moxley and Nagata to start that show off last week. I love the big fight feel. Love the big fight feel before it started. How you started.
That was John's idea.
Show.
That was Mox's idea. That was John's idea. He's great.
I loved
genius.
It. And to see them behind the curtain before the start of the match was fantastic.
That was John's idea. Yeah, that but was John's idea. Now, here's a fun story for serious. He did not know I had Wild Thing.
And oh, my God. That's what I wanted to talk about. The Hear Wild
Thing.
And
it's back tonight. And Wild Thing is back tonight on Dynamite on TNT. And I got some more news for you. I pulled something else in the last week. I got the Major League version. We got the
Yes. Yes.
Tonight. Didn't have it last week, but I love what we have. And it's actually kind of cool and immortal. The Nagata match will always remember with the Trogs, the classic version. I think it was perfect for that night. And because John didn't know it was coming. And then after the adrenaline, really, when he's coming in, didn't really get to think about it much. But afterwards, he was like, is that a flute? he was like, oh man, that's awesome. And I saw him after, he was like, that's pretty cool that you can, we have that good relationship, you can just do that, and I'd be good with it. And I was like, yeah, I knew you'd love it. So he's the best, and I'm really excited because tonight when Mox and Eddie make their entrance to take on the Acclaimed, they have the Major League version, so that'll be great.
And for those who don't know, and we talk about it here on Busted Open, Onita, FMW and King of the Death Matches, and that's what he would come out to when he came out. And to now see Moxley doing that, Mark, as you know, only the lovely Violetta, my life, makes it move. But hearing that we're going to hear the Major League version of Wild Thing, it may or may not move when I heard that. Onita is such a legend. And knowing that Moxley's going to come to the ring with that song tonight means the world. And that's what I mean. Seriously, Tony, it's those little things that mean a lot as wrestling fans. And you are such a historian when it comes to pro wrestling. Those are the type of things that make moments and create big matches. So thank you.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem.
Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.